Yeah. Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for give us privilege, good opportunity, have come to the church and have fellowship. We pray that your Spirit help us to understand the word and help us to live according your word. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open our Bible from the book of Acts chapter 16. Chapter 16, verse 1 to 3. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all know that his father was Greek. Brothers and sisters, few weeks ago we finished at chapter 14, and then chapter 15, I already mentioned before, it is about the first church conference. The issue is whether the gospel is for the Jews or for all nations. And the conclusion is, it is for everyone, for all nations. Now we go on, or we move on to chapter 16. The first time when I read chapter 16, I said, I have a little bit jealous with Paul, because he can bring Timothy go together. Since all my members are women, then I cannot bring them go with me unless I bring more than one or I bring my wife. But Paul can do it and he easily bring Timothy and go together. But and then I read again this few verse, then I see that, oh, this is what the church need to do. Because if we see the chronological of the life of Paul from unbeliever and then become believer, and then after that, he went with Barnabas to share the gospel. Not far or not long from that occasion, now Paul have his own spiritual son. In the church, the relationship between the leader with the member must like unchain, like a chain, I call unbroken chain. Must very close. Now, we learn something from this kind of relationship, because if we don't have this kind of relationship, we cannot pass the vision to the next generation, and we can walk together as a church. First of all, that we need to know that it is our job to help a believer become disciple. God church is a disciple church. In the church, yes, we can have worship, we can have mission, but we also need to have discipleship. Like Jesus said, besides we need to preach the gospel, we also need to make believer become a disciple. In this story, Paul show us that how he has good relationship with Timothy. Of course, if we read only from this verse, we cannot see their relationship. But if we see from the whole New Testament, we can see how close Paul and Timothy. And then as a mentor, or as a leader, or as a spiritual father, Paul give Timothy a really, really clear example. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, Paul say like this, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words, which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus." The pattern of sound words. Brothers and sisters, I try to understand what's the meaning of the pattern of the sound word that Paul passed to Timothy. He used many illustrations to explain the pattern of sound words. For example, if we see that from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 2, he used, "You are our epistle written in our heart, know and read by all men." Know and read by all men. The pattern of sound words means something that people can see clearly. This is the way that Paul teach to Timothy. When Paul speak the word to Timothy, Paul speak very clear, and then the clear message must support by the clear example. So when Paul teach the Timothy, he didn't use only theory to teach the Bible, but he used his life to explain the Bible. That's why Timothy has respect with Paul. That's why Timothy understand what's the vision that God gave to Paul, and then after from Paul, the vision go down to Timothy. Few days ago, Bishop mentioned about the vision from father to son. Today, many sons don't know the vision about, they don't know his father's vision. But Bishop mentioned how important that we need to know and to continue father's vision. David have a vision to build the house of God. And then Solomon continue to build that vision. Now in New Testament we see that Paul have the vision, and then Timothy continue the vision. One of my friend, she visited me a few times, and he told me, "Pastor Slamet, you need to know that you as a father need to pass the vision from God to your family, especially for a son and daughter." Then I remember that word. Starting that conversation, we have a regular worship in home. And then I know a little bit of the Bible. I know a little bit of theology. Then I said, I want to pass this knowledge to my son and to my daughter. That's why when we have fellowship in our house, then I let them know the Bible book by book. So now we already in the book of First Samuel. Then I also pass my vision. Last week we discussed about how to share the gospel for other people. And then, of course, brothers and sisters, this teaching only can success if I give them the pattern of sound words. That means something very clear to them. Not only theory, but support by the clear example. Now, Timothy, as a spiritual son, he also follow what Paul said. Let us see from 2 Timothy chapter 1. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded is in you also. I remember the genuine faith that is in you. Brothers and sisters, Timothy accepted the teaching. Timothy practiced the teaching. And Timothy lived in the teaching. So, you can see that how beautiful they live together as a father and as a son in spiritual relationship. The key of the successful of this kind of relationship go back to what Paul said. Paul dared to say to Timothy, imitate me just as I also imitated Christ. Paul followed Christ, and then Paul passed his knowledge with Christ to Timothy using the pattern of sound word. Brothers and sisters, exemplary is the most obvious teaching in discipleship. Paul not only use the model of teacher and disciple, but Paul also use the model of father and son in his relationship with Timothy. No wonder when Paul want to leave the world, Paul live with peaceful because he has Timothy as his spiritual son. Brothers and sisters, today we need this kind of relationship. I remember when PSM speak about seven sentences of Jesus' word in the cross, when he talked about mother, it is your son, it is your mother. And he make a conclusion, and he said that our spiritual blood thickness than our physical blood. If we believe this, then as next step in this church, we need to practice this kind of relationship. PSM to the staff to the church, a house church leader, go down to the disciple, go down to the believer, and then give example to newcomer. Then we can see that the cycle of son and father relationship happen in this church. If we can do like this, then we will not worry about who will pass, who will take care of this ministry after I do another ministry, because a stuff in this church happen because of this kind of relationship. Of course, we can have a lot of model of discipleship. We can have a lot of model of mentoring. But the most important is the pattern of sound words must live in our environment so that we can pass ministry, pass the vision to next generation. So I'm so happy to see Acts chapter 16 before Paul continue to share the gospel to many places. The most important, he already prepared the next generation to take care of this ministry. Let us pray. I don't know what is your position in this church, but one thing important is we need to build father-son relationship in this church. And the key of success of this relationship is if we can pass the pattern of son's word to next generation. We can use many theory of discipleship, many model of mentoring class, but the most important is give them real example. Like Paul said, I give you the pattern of sound word. This is the way Paul teaches Timothy. Pastor Ricky will lead us in worship this morning. Lead me on, and I will run after you. Have you seen someone say like this to you? Lead me on. I need you. As a leader, as a mentor, as a teacher for me, then I will run after you. And we run together to fulfill God's vision. Let's remember and pray for our spiritual disciple, spiritual brother and sister who are around us this morning. Have we showed them the pattern of sound words to them? Something that very clear. We need to have desire to build relationship among people in this church, not based on organization, but based on spiritual family, which is love and example, is the key to build family of God in this church. People are hunger for this kind of relationship. In their heart, they pray to God, lead me, God, so then I will follow you. And then God call us to lead them. But before we lead them, we need to build relationship, spiritual relationship. Show to them God love. Show to them good example. Then we can pass God vision to next generation. Father, we really want to see this church build based on spiritual relationship. There is a spiritual blood flow among us. Spiritual relationship flow among us, like Paul and Timothy. If we can see how close PSAM and PNIT, then we also wish that we can see this kind of relationship also run among us. Go down to every level of this church member. We hunger for your love flow in this church. And then every church member can see the pattern of sound words from the leader, from the teacher, from the mentor, and from older brother and older sister. So please help us, Father. Thank you, Father. Let's continue our prayer meeting this morning. Yeah. We are going to community prayer. First of all, we pray for brothers and sisters who are suffering in cancer. And second part, who are in processing of chemotherapy, we pray that God will give them special power to cover this all suffering. Let's pray together. We also pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that Holy Spirit will work among their heart, and then they can see how Jesus loved them. Keep praying for our brother and sister who have physical weakness. We pray to God by His power they can 100% release from this kind of problem. Ya Bapak, terima kasih. Berdoa supaya Tuhan Kau tolong. Supaya tidak ada lagi keluhan-keluhan yang ada, Pak. Dan semuanya boleh dilepaskan dari sakit penyakit ini. Terima kasih, Bapak. Terima kasih. Kamu bersyukur, terima kasih, Bapak. Terima kasih, Bapak. We also pray for our brother and sister who are looking for new job. We pray that God will guide them to find the best for their life. Let's pray together. Today, we also pray for mission focus. We pray for Japan. We remember Pastor Sophia. We also pray for SP Seoul. We pray that they can start a new community so that we can see SP also surfing in Seoul. We also pray for Cambodia. We pray for this country, and we pray for Oasis House, and also for Pastor Jenny O. Let's pray together. Pray for Mission Council, for Pastor Ricky and team, so that Mission Council always keep in faith, and they can make a good plan and then bring this church become a missionary church. Let's pray together. Also pray for local outreach ministry, Agape, Humi, SP Light, Freedom Bridge, Recreation. We pray that by doing this ministry, we really share God's love and gospel for many people. Tonight we have some activity. We pray for SPU, IP, GIC, and Youth Bible Study. Pray for House Church, McCain House Church, McDaddy, and McRobinson House Church. We pray that from this House Church, fellowship and discipleship happen in our church. Father, thank you. Thank you for give us good example how Father and Jesus, Father and Son relationship so close. And we pray that in this church, we can see this relationship happen among us. We pray that spiritual blood flow around us. And by the end, we become healthy family. And we build your kingdom and pass this vision to next generation. Thank you, Father. And we pray for our life. Once we have finished prayer meeting, we start our life in office, in market, or in everywhere. We pray that you always bless us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.